This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
All right, thank you, Update Kid. It is Carson Anderson, 1235.
There you go.
Who's on top? We haven't done one of these in a while. We got a top 10 list. One that I think that just about everybody will have an opinion on. And Gator, I might just give you one guess because I think you'll do very well with this one.
Okay.
It's right in your wheelhouse. We'll see. 1235 for who's on top. In the meantime, we've been taking some calls on the Lions mostly, but the Pistons talk is certainly something we got into at the beginning of the show and love talking about our basketball team, which is now 4 games on top of the Eastern Conference. And, you know, Pistons just take it to the Bulls and run away from the Bulls. It was a close game. Bulls, in fact, were leading early, but no Cade, no Durin, no Tobias Harris, and they get 30 points from Beef Stew.
31.
He's out there dropping threes. You know, the typical putback stuff, but
dunking everywhere.
Yeah. Fun to watch.
It was fun to watch. Dennis Jenkins, they had the 15 assists in the game. Paul Reed getting it done everywhere. He had 6 assists as a big man dishing it off. And the team shot well as a team. They didn't get many free throws, didn't need them, and played without Cade Cunningham, Jalen Duren, and Tobias Harris, and they're fine. This is a really good basketball team. Now, are the Bulls good? No. No. But when you're going to be depleted, you still got to win those games. In fact, you have to win those games. That's a sign of a good team, is that you can play without some of your best players and still beat teams in the league. The record now, 28-9 on the season, is awfully good. And they just continue to validate what they've done. And I like watching this team. Keep saying it. They're a different team to watch. This isn't, you know, the Piston team we saw 5 years ago. This is a really good Pistons team. They've been built correctly. They've tweaked this roster. They've added an incredible amount of depth. They have depth at the guard position. So much. They're like 5 deep at the guard position.
It's crazy. You know, you mentioned Dennis Jenkins. And yesterday we were kind of laughing about how we try not to blow off any signings that, you know, you see and you go, it's nothing. And you just kind of ignore it. And we did it because we like the name Birch. There was a, right. The Tigers signed a minor league pitcher named Birch Smith. But at one point the Tigers signed, you know, like a minor league guy named JD Martinez. Maybe we should start using Dennis Jenkins as an example of a signing that didn't move the needle at all. Wasn't going to be a topic on talk radio. Would only get a bullet point in a Piston beat writer story. Hey, Piston signed Dennis Jenkins to a 2-way contract. Like that, it's not something that creates headlines at all. No. And now he's acting like he's an all-star scorer.
It feels like each team has had guys like that, but this is a good strike for the Pistons. They're on a bunch of good strikes lately.
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember saying, hey, the Pistons signed this Danis Jenkins. Do you remember ever saying that?
No.
Did we ever say that?
No, I think we
said that. Is that a hole in our game? No. Is that our bad?
Sure.
Or is that everybody's bad?
Well, we'll own ours.
Yeah.
And we didn't promote it like it was some big, big thing.
Sankofa, were you all over this? Did you know it was coming? Kang, did you know Danis Jenkins was going to do this? Do you remember when he signed? Did you pump your fist and say, hell yeah?
He's on a two-way contract. The Pistons didn't know he was going to be this good. All of a sudden, he thinks he's Allen Iverson, and he's closer than I thought. He goes out there and plays like he is the best guy in the court, and you should have that confidence, but I swear, when I look at him, he'll go to the lane, he'll kick it out, he's throwing balls to, like, he just knows guys are going to be there. It's amazing. It's unbelievable.
He's
it's a
been incredible.
Story, man.
He threw one away last night, and it turned out it went off a defender. But he like throws it and he's like standing there, like just posed. And I'm like, is he like surprised that he turned the ball over? Is that what this is? What's going on here? But indeed, it went off a defender and out of bounds. Yeah, I think nobody tell him. Shh. Nobody tell him he's not Allen Iverson. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Allie in Plymouth here on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Allie? Is it Ali? Hello.
You in the car.
Ali.
There. Oh, sorry. Did you want to?
Yeah. No good. 248-539-9797. Feedback coming in. I'd love to hear Brad Holmes talk about addressing a Rudge Escher opposite a Hutch. He wrote Rudge Escher. Bravo. Yeah, so Rudge Escher opposite a Hutch. But based on previous years, I'd be stunned if he did. That would be admitting he was wrong, and I don't see that happening. That's from Matt in Madison Heights.
Well, they had a guy who had 11 sacks this year opposite of Hutchinson in Al-Kadeem Muhammad.
Yep.
So I'm not saying they're done because Al-Kadeem Muhammad's a free agent, and you're going to have to pay him if you want to get him. I'm assuming that the texter is looking more towards go get Trey Hendrickson, make an offer to get Max Crosby. If he's unhappy with the Raiders and he can get out, then go get him. Go get one of those guys. Go get Jalen Phillips. But meanwhile, the least expensive guy at a bunch would be Al-Kadeem Muhammad.
Yep.
Those guys are all going to cost you probably north of $20 million. Muhammad will cost you maybe north of $10 million. And he earned it this past year with the 11 sacks. I think we forget that, my God, that's a pretty good total.
Yep.
Can they go after one of these other guys? Maybe they can, but it doesn't seem like financially they can. Is that where the real priority is? If you had to prioritize players in this team, I'm looking at offensive line first. Not the Rudge Escher.
Yeah, I'm
edge rusher, as people commonly call him.
Yes, but you once accidentally referred to as a Rudge Escher, which was perfect. And I thought, wow, you've really outdone yourself. And then you came up with Munch of Marth.
Yeah, Munch of Marth. Yeah.
As the Red Wings issue the last couple of years has been the Munch of Marth. From Gary, we have a solid core of players. This is our time. Over the next 2 years, we're going to go all in to acquire any player that can help us win a Super Bowl within that two-year window. Any repercussions to the future of the team beyond this window will be irrelevant. This is my goal. That's from Gary, what he wants Brad Holmes to say.
Well, that'd be cool to hear because it's a sense of urgency, and we've got a window of opportunity. We're going to take advantage of that window.
Steven,
it may be painful down the road, but for the next few years, we're going for it.
Steven Shelby said, I would like to admit he should have done more at the trade deadline. I mean, look, I think trade, ripping people for trades they didn't make is a difficult thing to do. I know people wanted offensive line help, and I did too. One offensive lineman got moved. He was a middling offensive lineman with a history of injuries and penalties. And, you know, we don't know what the asking price was for a Benito or a Zeitler. And I can see why those teams didn't want to trade him. They had young quarterbacks that they want to protect. And you can't Madden override something Betonio, yes. You can't Madden override something and just say, Cleveland, give us Betonio. Tennessee, give us Zeitler. They don't want to trade him, but hey, got it.
But there was that one trade the Chargers made that we know what the draft capital was, and maybe someone can ask Brad Holmes if they knew about that, you know, was the price too
but
high?
But again, that's the guy that I said was middling who had a penalty and injury history.
Yeah, but I mean, fans were pretty desperate. I'm not sure upper management was desperate at the time. So,
well, as Bill, we like to say, if you do the other thing, you never know that it didn't work. If you don't do the other thing, you never know that it didn't work. Seems weird to say, but I wouldn't want Mike McDaniel because I would expect him to be a head coach by next season. Is it wrong that I want an OC for more than one season? No, Johnny, it's not. But it's an all-in move to win next year. I want Holmes to say the future is now. Our goal is to win the Super Bowl this year. He might say that.
I think the goal to win the Super Bowl is every year. I think that's what every general manager, every coach, every player will tell you. That's our goal
in
the Super Bowl. Unless you're, you know, obviously not have no shot at it.
What could he say that would make you say, there you go, Brad. That's what I'm talking about.
My man.
248-539-9797. We'll get to your phone calls and feedback next, coming up today at 12:35. Another edition of Who's on Top. A little bit later on, we'll figure out who we want to win the Super Bowl. It is Carson Anderson here on 97.1. Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1. Do you do New Year's resolutions? You don't, do you?
No.
Yeah. Kang, do you got a New Year's resolution? Do you do that? No.
No. I am going to try to be a little healthier, but it has nothing to do with like New Year's resolutions or anything. It's just more because my doctor told me to.
Let's talk about that a little bit. Are we talking about like maybe are you going to eat that? You might be on Team Doug a little bit more?
Unfortunately, yeah. This might be a solo ride for Gator and a lot of these, man. Like, how about I do, like, I would eat that if I could eat that.
That sounds good.
Right. Tell me what it tastes like.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, I have my weaknesses. I had some chicken wings last night.
Oh, man, dude.
Slow down.
Oh, yeah, living on the edge. Living on the edge,
my
friend.
What kind of sauce?
I didn't. It was a dry rub. It was a dry rub with sauce on the side that I could dip, you know. I wouldn't get too much.
What kind of sauce was it on the side?
It was a standard buffalo sauce. It was a barbecue dry rub.
Let me ask you this. Was there sauce left over?
Quite a bit. But you know what there wasn't left over? Chicken. Celery.
Right. Yeah.
I ate all the celery.
I like this.
What's that?
Are you just strictly celery?
Just strictly
guy,
celery. I'm strictly sticks? Celery guy.
Do you dip it in blue cheese or is it just celery? Oh, sorry.
Oh, come
sorry.
On, man.
My bad.
Dip it in air.
Doug's like, raw dog, man. No. There's no dip.
Why ruin a good thing, right, Doug?
Yeah, exactly. Mess it all up?
Yeah. What'd you do? You ruined that celery stick.
Did you really just ask me that?
I know. I feel like an idiot.
Also, an update. I finished episode 2 of Pluribus. I'm into episode 3, promising.
Oh, okay.
Promising.
All right, you're going to finish it up then.
I will finish up episode 3. There's only 9 episodes. They may have me. Curiosity is getting the better of me, but we'll see.
You got some time today after the show before football begins.
I do.
And hockey.
I got a very, very busy schedule.
Do you?
No. So I could probably
maybe
put in an episode
3 and 4.
I could. Get on the Peloton, put it on, and put in an hour and a half ride, right? Sound good?
Sounds great. Sure, whatever you want to do. Cross my fingers for you, hopefully.
Wish me luck.
Wish you luck, Doug, and everybody else on the Peloton, and wish you luck.
The worst commercials ever.
Smoking hot fitness model getting up there. Wish me luck.
Yeah, in tremendous shape.
Like ridiculously
good
shape.
Yeah, and she's like, gonna give this a shot.
Let's see how it works.
I never work out. Sure you don't. Red in Farmington Hills. By the way, in your $27 million apartment overlooking Manhattan,
right.
In an all-glass room in the corner of the building.
Well, that's where the Peloton goes.
That's right.
I can't put it in any other 2,000 square feet I have up there.
Red in Farmington Hills, you're on 97.1. Hi, Red.
What's going on, fellas?
How you doing, Red?
Happy New Year. I want you guys, I know you're not going to ask, but this is one of the questions I think should be asked to Brad Holmes, is the strength and training coach. I don't know if if they need a better or if they're doing, I don't know what they're doing. I think the injuries on defense is mind-boggling.
Did you hear Dan Campbell address it Monday?
No, I didn't.
He basically said, look, I think we do a really good job. We're going to look at everything, but I really think we do a good job at getting our guys ready.
And yeah, I think also too, it might be even like something that's like a supplement that they're taking that's approved. That's not approved. And that can be like, I can see a 30 for 30 special about this, you know, because it's kind of like blowing my mind just how many injuries on defense that we got going on.
Well, I wish it were that simple, because that would make it predictable and that would make it controllable. I tend to think injuries are mostly bad luck, but yeah, it gets whenever
it's the nature of the sport.
When teams get hit by injury, strength and conditioning always gets mentioned. And I feel like it gets blown off by the teams. Like they don't believe that that has anything to do with it. But, you know, you should, as an organization, look at everything you're doing.
Well, one of the things an organization can do that's in their control is when they're drafting players or signing players or trading for players, they can know what the player's injured history is.
But let me also state this, too. A lot of times in the NFL, guys have their own dudes.
Yep.
Like the team has a strength and conditioning staff that's there for you. But a lot of guys in the NFL have their own guys that they work out with on the side. So it might not be a team-wide issue. And if there is an issue, maybe they need to get those guys approved. I don't know.
Yeah, I just bristle every time I hear this brought up, because I think people want an answer for it as if there is an
answer. A simple answer. Yeah, like if you pin it on one guy and move on from that guy, everything will be fine.
I think there is a simple answer, but nobody wants to accept it. It's a violent game.
It's bad luck, yeah.
So you got guys that are running into each other if they're not looking at each other. I mean, there's self-awareness. Would that help out? Sure, it would help out. You got defensive backs that are backpedaling the entire time. They're literally playing defense, you know, and they're sprinting as hard as they can and then colliding as hard as they can and falling to the ground. There's a lot that goes into it that you just have to accept it and say, yeah, guy's going to get hurt. Now, yep. if you're taking on players that have an injured history, yeah, this guy's had ACL surgery and this guy's had ankle injuries consistently, I mean, then maybe you're expecting some of those things to happen, or they're more predictable or this guy's more likely to have it happen to them. But, you know, it doesn't seem like guys are getting hurt while they're working out in the weight room. Guys are getting hurt on the playing field and sometimes on the practice field.
Let's go to John in Detroit. You are next. Hello, John.
Hi.
Hey.
I don't understand why Doug doesn't want to draft a center. If he's played center for 4 years, he's a high draft pick. What's the problem? He's cheaper, and there might be a stud center in the draft this year.
Well, I'd prefer a veteran, somebody who's been in the league for a long time that knows what he's looking at when he looks at an NFL defense and has experience. I think the position is super important not to have a rookie at. If they can't get a veteran and there's some stud center that you mentioned, but you know, most of the stud centers, I would argue, probably haven't played for 4 years.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like there's that Penei Sewell in the draft this year at the center position. Now, there might be some really quality offensive linemen that are worth selecting at 17. Mm-hmm. That might actually end up, if Taylor Decker retires, then maybe the guy you take at 17 is an offensive tackle and maybe he starts. But to Doug's point, you got to have at least somebody that comes in with NFL experience at the offensive line. That's what I would want. If the Lions have the opportunity to go out and get the top center in free agency, go get him. It's a known commodity.
One last thing, this Proctor, this offensive lineman Proctor.
From Alabama.
He weighs 366 pounds. I want to make sure that he's doesn't have an eating problem.
Well, he's also 6'7", and apparently incredibly athletic.
I think that's a question they'll ask. Do you have an eating problem? I think they'll look into his. I think they'll look into that and make sure that they're not going to draft a guy who's going to eat himself out of the league.
Yeah, that's
given the
a big
scrutiny
thing.
With which they go and look right. at draft picks. Don't worry, they're not going to draft a guy that's going to eat himself out of the league.
No, and as I was told years and years and years ago by someone who ended up being a Division I college football player.
Yeah.
Muscle weighs more than fat.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're 6'7" and 366 pounds, I don't think you're a big fat tub of goo.
Well,
if you're an NFL caliber player, you might have some extra weight on there, but you're likely to be quite a powerful young man.
It's a valid concern. I wouldn't want anybody that's going to eat themselves out of the
no,
league.
No, you don't want that.
Just like every other part of preparing for the draft, everything gets looked at. And if my man is scooping handfuls of Crisco straight out of the can,
well, then we've got a problem. Hey, can you get Proctor out of the kitchen? We're going to remove the deep fryer, okay? And no more pizza.
Did he just deep fry another dozen donuts? We'll pass. Tony in Detroit, you're next. Hi, Tony.
Hey, how you doing?
We're good.
So, really, how I look at it is the type of coach that Dan Campbell is, there's a lot of people that want to play for him. Like, he's player's coach. He rah-rah. You know, so it kind of takes me back to, like, college and thinking of, like, people like Pete Carroll. Pete Carroll also dealt with, like, a lot of injuries. But what happens is when somebody actually gets hurt, a lot of times they're not pressing it. Just like think about it. Like Ragnow was gone for a year, came back, and his leg was tore apart and thinking that he was about to play. So I think it's more of how much they look at how bad they want to play, and they're pushing themselves past their limit. Then I don't think the wait staff and coaches just don't care.
So you think players that play for Dan Campbell are going onto the field when they shouldn't be because they want to play for him? They're trying to play while they're hurt.
They're trying to play while they hurt. I mean, we got grit, you know, so think about it. It's about being tough. And, you know, the last thing any football guy want to look at is not being tough. Where sometimes you're taking it to the other limit. Because, I mean, Frank was playing last year with a muscle torn off his arm.
Well, I mean, it's applaudable if guys want to be on the field.
Well, I mean, there are certain risks that players are willing to take, and there are certain risks that they're not willing to take, and there are injuries that you have that, okay, we can, you know, shut it down right now, get surgery and take care of it, or you can keep playing because it's not going to get any worse. That's how some people look at it.
We talked to Jansen about, like, playing with injuries. Kang, you were around that morning. He was talking about his calf. Like, he had either a torn calf or a severely injured calf, and he basically couldn't activate it, so he took tape and basically taped his leg in such a way that allowed him to play, like, completely taped up his leg so he wouldn't have to, like, try to bend his foot. Like, it was insane what these guys do.
It is insane. I remember watching a special about Jerome Bettis the day after a game and how long it took Jerome Bettis to get out of bed the day after a game, mm-hmm. just to get out of bed, walk to the bathroom, walk downstairs, and get to the facility to start getting treatment. It's amazing what some players have to go through. They put their health on the line. They absolutely do. Remember Mark Spindler telling us stories of stuff that he would do to get ready for games before games. It's like, what? What is the matter with you guys?
Yeah. Well,
but it's a short career.
Hockey players, they got
hockey
all kinds
players.
Of
it's insane what they go through. Yeah.
I mean, wait, guys, what got twisted?
Yeah. You don't. Yeah. You lost what? It's an occupation and a career you make a lot of money at, and you know that there's a finite time. And when it's time to end the career, it's time to end the career. You want to do as much as you can in that time.
Now, not all of them are wired that way. And
not all of them are.
But, I mean, look,
Dan Campbell.
Some guys
get out after a couple years.
Dan Campbell said he wanted to get back to some things they did earlier in his career or in his tenure with the Detroit Lions. So they're taking a look at something. Yes. Like, it's not like they're whistling, going, oh, everything's fine here. They're taking a look at making some sort of philosophical changes that they hope in many ways will help. We shall see. Coming up today at 12:35, another edition of Who's on Top. It is Carson Anderson on 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
One briefcase, one moment could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1. 248-539-9797, a phone number. Pistons with a win over the Bulls last night. Very, very impressive as they take care of business without Cade Cunningham, without Jalen Duren, without Tobias Harris. How do they get it done? Well, they get 31 points. 31 points from Beef Stew, which was huge. And look, this was a close basketball. This is a game that the Bulls were winning. I think they had an 8-point lead at one point. Pistons roar back behind basically the bench mob. Who are the four? Like, it, when they made the run, Kang, it was Danis Jenkins, Javonte Green, Chaz Lanier.
And like Asar Thompson.
Yeah.
Paul Reed was out there.
Paul Reed, yeah, and Asar Thompson. Yeah. Which feels like a bunch of guys that were as likely to be playing for the Motor City Crews at some point. Not to be disrespectful, but they get it done. It was awesome. It was really nice to see. And the Pistons now have a 4-game lead in the East. And I find it intriguing in an era where Detroit fans are not happy with GMs for not being more aggressive at the trade deadline. There's an element of you Piston fans out there saying, I don't know if I want to mess with this. They're playing so well. I'm not sure I want to mess with this.
All right.
So, Ole Miss Miami tonight. You got any gut on this college football playoff game? Any gut feel?
You know, this is one of the. I mean, look, we got into the final four teams here. These games are going to be great. And what I love about it, it's a matchup. You got Ole Miss's high-powered offense against Miami's stifling defense. Miami comes at you with pass rush. They've got some skilled players that are pretty good. I'd love the idea that Ole Miss is going to continue to win in spite of Lane Kiffin leaving and all the mess and turmoil he's left the program with, that these guys are going to play for each other. Trinidad Chambliss, the local kid, it's great to watch him. Mm-hmm. I'm rooting for Ole Miss big time in this game, but Miami is such a tough task. I did not expect Miami to be able to shut down Georgia the way they were, and here they are.
Miami shut down Ohio State.
Ohio State, sorry, yep. Ohio State.
It's okay.
Yeah, but there
and
was
Texas A&M prior to that.
Yeah,
at Texas A&M.
A&M is one thing, but I mean Ohio State with all the weapons they have, and they were impotent against that defense. So is this really one of the great defenses in college football, in college football history?
Yep.
We're going to find out tonight just how good that defense is, and we're going to find out how good the offense is for Ole Miss.
So Reuben Bain and Akeem Mesidor are the two edge rushers for Miami, and they have been a handful for everybody. It was interesting to see what happened what's the name of the kid at Ohio State?
Sand,
thank you. Good Lord. All the Ohio State quarterbacks run together. They remind me of the bad guy from a John Hughes movie, giving Molly Ringwald a hard time back in the day. But anyway, Julian Sayin struggled against that pass rush. And the Marcel kid from Texas A&M struggled against that pass rush. Well, Trinidad Chambliss struggle against that pass rush. I think this is going to be more of a low-scoring game. I don't know if this matters at all, but you look at teams that didn't play for their conference championship still playing. Indiana did. Oregon didn't. Miami didn't. And Ole Miss didn't.
Miami not playing for their conference championship was an absolute joke, but that's the cluster that the ACC is when you have that many teams. And
also four teams, four transfer quarterbacks, which is just, it's all becoming the norm. It's all becoming the norm. But, tonight I think it comes down to can Ole Miss handle Bain and Mesidor, their two edge rushers. And, I totally get, it was funny listening to this become, Ole Miss kind of becoming a little bit of America's team as an anti-Lane Kiffin movement.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea that, you know, he wants to bring his staff with. He's let them stay up until now. I believe the tight end and the wide receiver coach have now bolted Oxford. And I'm like, how wrong is it?
Well, they didn't bolt. They were forced out.
Right. They had to leave. But my point being, how wrong is it in a sport where you work so hard to build a roster? You know, you're there at the building at 5 in the morning and you leave 11 at night and you dedicate all this time and energy to getting the most out of your team. And then we're running an offseason where guys are leaving before they even get to the finish line. It's just the weirdest thing. And if I were the commissioner of the SEC, what is your job if your job isn't, hey, we're not going to pilfer each other's coaches when we're going for a national championship? You may want that guy, but what if it's you someday? What if it's you, LSU, that is playing for a national championship and Alabama comes calling with a bigger paycheck?
They can't help themselves.
They can't. But that, what good is a commissioner if you're not going to oversee that we're not going to undermine other conference teams?
What good is having an NCAA if they're not going to enforce rules? Period.
Well, they've basically changed the rules, and it looks like they might enforce with the Damon Williams contract that he signed with Washington and put his name in a portal, but whatever. Time for another edition of Who's on Top. Let's go. Okay, I've got a list. It's actually a worldwide list, but we're not going to do worldwide because all of these things are domestic, as it turns out.
Okay.
It's a list of the best potato chips. Now, people are going to ask questions. What necessarily qualifies as a potato chip? And I'm going to say just about everything is my answer.
Okay.
Yep. As I look at what made the list, it feels like just about everything made it.
A chip, a cracker, a pretzel, something.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Exactly. And I'm going to give you one guess, Skater, and then the people are going to see if we can round out the top 10, which we have only done once in the history of the Carson Anderson program.
It's our 19th year doing a show.
Yep. So, good Lord, is it?
Yeah.
Shh.
Started year 19.
Don't tell management. Are you ready?
Let me get one more caveat, though.
Okay.
How specific do you have to be?
Like
flavors.
There are things on here that are specific.
Okay, flavor specific.
Yeah, so.
So it's not just if I say potato chip.
Yeah, No. There's what kind of potato chip. Yeah, so the brand and the flavor and all that, right?
Yeah.
So I'll tell you something that's not on the list, but I love the Better Made Red Hot popcorn. Like that's I wouldn't say popcorn. I would say Better Made Red Hot popcorn.
Gotcha. Yep. Okay.
Which is elite.
So I will start and I will say, I'm just going with the original. The original Doritos.
Original Doritos.
The nacho cheese flavored Doritos.
Original Doritos is number one on the list. Well done.
There you go.
But we're far from done, people. We're far from done because we're trying to get the whole top 10. So 248-539-9797. What deserves to be on this list of the top 10 potato chips? Gators, a lot to choose from here. And I, as always, because there's a lot to choose from, I always think, we probably won't get it done. We probably won't get all 10.
But we'll find out. 248-539-9797.
Can I tell you that when I, in my moment of weakness, the chip, my go-to potato chip, came in at number 20. So it's outside the top 10. Okay. So I'll tell you what it is.
Sure.
It's the Fritos Honey Barbecue Twist.
Those are good. Those are real good.
In my moments of weakness.
Do you like Doritos? Regular Doritos?
They're good, but I like the Fritos Honey Barbecue Twist better. So, like, you know, with me, find something I like, lock in. I don't branch out very often. But regular Doritos are good. There's no doubt about it. All right, people, 248-539-9797. What is on the list of the top 10 potato chips? Gator got number one Doritos. What do you think is on the list? We go to Brandon in Shelby Township here on 97.1. Hi, Brandon.
What's up, guys? How's it going?
We're good.
So jalapeno chips, specifically a kettle jalapeno chip, but I'm going to say jalapeno chips.
Gator, do you think a kettle jalapeno chip made it?
I don't, but I mean, I get it. Kettle chips are great, and you got specific with a jalapeno flavor.
Brandon, it did not make the top 10. 248-539-9797.
I feel like asking, is it unfair to say, did kettle chip make it?
We'll do that later. Go to Juan next on 97.1. Hello, Juan.
What's up, fellas?
How you doing, sir?
All right. We got to go with Better Made Red Hot. That's
the potato chip.
Classic to me.
Yeah, it's great.
Better Made Red Hot.
Better Made Red Hot potato chips are outstanding, although I'm not sure if they're as nationally renowned as they are locally.
Gator, do you think
The flavor is excellent, but I believe, I got a lot of family in Mississippi, and Mississippi was late on everything. Faygo, but lately they've been the last 10 years, they've been having Better Made Red Hot in Mississippi. So
I'm going to say it's not because I still think it's regional, but I hope it is because it's one of my favorites.
It did not, Juan, but you're right. It is very good. 248-539-9797, the Better Made Red Hot potato chip. JC in South Lyon, you're next. Hi, JC.
Good. How you guys doing?
All right. Good, sir.
All right. I'll tell you what. Ruffles potato chips. Sold them for 35 years.
It's a classic. Just regular plain old Ruffles.
Just the standard unflavored Ruffles. Is that your guess, right?
I'll take that. Yeah. It could be sour cream and cheddar, but.
Okay, well, just give us what is it? You get one guess.
Yeah, Ruffles plain.
Okay. Gator, do you think plain Ruffles made it?
I don't think plain Ruffles made it. I think you may have been onto something, but.
It did not, JC. Plain Ruffles did not make it. 248-539-9797. Rob in Pontiac, you're next. Hi, Rob.
Hey.
What's up? Funyuns. Funyuns, Gator. Do you think Funyuns made the top 10?
I don't think Funyuns made it, but I think that they're on a list. I don't think it's top 10.
Well, you're exactly right. Funyuns did not make the top 10. They came in at 11.
Look at that.
Look at that. So close, Rob.
Close, Rob.
Best potato chips, 248-539-9797. Mike in Royal Oak, you're next. Hi, Mike.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How you doing, sir?
Good. I got Great Lake, Michigan barbecue cherry chips.
Oh, the barbecue cherry chips. Yes, from Great Lakes. I think those are my wife's favorite, my daughter's favorite. Gator, do you think they made the top 10? This is a national list.
I do not.
Yeah, they didn't. Too local. But those are really good.
I've had them. They're good. I enjoy them. It's a unique flavor. It is, and I don't think it's for everybody.
Josh in Grand Rapids, you're next on 97.1. Hello, Josh.
Hey, guys. I'm going to go with Hot Cheetos.
Gator, do you think Hot Cheetos made the top 10?
Flamin' Hot Cheetos, yes.
Flamin' Hot Cheetos checks in at number 3 on the list, Josh.
Way to go, Josh.
Well done. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Steve next on 97.1. Hi, Steve.
All right, I got two. Can I give an honorable mention? Because I know it won't be on the list.
No.
If you know it's not going to be on it, he says it's not going to be on it.
Just go with the one you think is going to be on the list.
Original Pringles. You can't say no to them.
Original Pringles, Gator. Do you think the original Pringles made it?
I'm going to say no. And the only reason I'm going to say no is because Pringles gives you so many options that I feel like, why would I go with plain Pringles when I can get this, 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 or this? But I like Pringles a lot.
Didn't quite make the top 10, Steve. It came in at 18. Throw us your honorable mention.
Yeah,
what the hell?
You say
it's not going to be on the list.
My honorable mention, I love them, but I know it won't be on the list. It's Munchos.
Wow, Munchos.
Munchos are pretty good.
Yeah, Munchos, man, you could cut the roof of your mouth with the Muncho.
You got to be careful.
Let's go to Dan in Grand Rapids. You're next on 97.1. Hi, Dan.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I'm going to go. It's either Bubba Ray's or Bubba J's barbecue chip.
Gator, do you think it made the top 10?
That specific brand? No.
It did not. 248-539-9797. Hey, these are all, I'm sure, very good to people.
Yeah.
And don't be offended if they don't make the top 10. This is a nationwide list.
Yeah,
so
we
if you do something that
somebody didn't make the top 10.
Yeah, if there's something that's kind of regional, though, it might not, and unfortunately for us, Better Made, like the guy who had the Great Lakes Cherry Barbecue.
Yeah, those are great, but they're more regional or local.
Joe in Pontiac, you're next. Hi, Joe. Got to keep your radio down, Joe.
Yeah, let's go.
Right, let's go to John. You're next on 97.1. Hi, John.
Hello.
Yep, hey, John. Go ahead.
Hey, what's happening?
Well, you tell us.
All right, Better Made Rainbow.
Do you think the Better Made Rainbow made the top 10?
I don't. I think they're great, and I don't think it's on the list.
It is not. Vincenzo, you're next on 97.1. Hi, Vincenzo.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
Talked to you guys yesterday about the Lions. We're going to go top 10 pick. We're going to go Lay's sour cream and onion.
Gator, Lay's sour cream and onion made the list?
Yes.
Number 7 on the list is the Lay's sour cream
and onion. I have a hard time stop eating out of the bag of chips if it's the sour cream and onion.
Really?
It's tough.
Kareem, you're on 97 on the ticket. Hello, Kareem.
What's going on, guys? Good afternoon.
What's up?
I know I heard you guys say Flamin' Hot Cheetos, but have we mentioned just regular Cheetos?
Not.
Flamin' Hot has been mentioned. Regular has not.
I'm going regular, man.
Checks in at number 10. Yeah. Regular Cheetos, number 10.
Cheetos are great.
Well done.
Nice job.
You have one. Let's go to Keith in Detroit. You're next on 97.1. Hi, Keith.
Hey, how you doing, man?
What's up?
First time caller. I don't like these chips myself, but I gotta know it's on the list because all the kids love them. I'm gonna go with the Takis, the Fuego.
Takis. Gator, are you familiar with the Takis?
I'm not familiar with them at all.
Okay, one thing he's right about, kids love Takis. My son and his buddies, Takis. They check in at 17 on the list. They didn't make the top 10, but they did get some love. Let's go to Rob in Detroit. You're next on 97.1. Hi, Rob.
Hey, sour cream and cheddar ruffles.
Sour cream and cheddar ruffles, Gator. Do you think they made it?
Yep.
They check in at number 4 on the list.
Yeah,
well done.
Great.
Yep, very well done. Let's go
up very well to a dip. Great trip.
Chris on a cell. Hi, Chris.
I was going to say the Sun Chips Harvest Cheddar.
Harvest Cheddar Sun Chips, Gator.
I love the Harvest Cheddar Sun Chip. I don't think it's on the list, but I love it. Not in the top 10.
It comes in at 13, and we got a trend going here. People are getting more between 11 and 20 than they are 1 and 10. Let's take one more. We got a Max in Ann Arbor. Hi, Max.
How's it going, boys?
We're good.
I'm going to give you a hot take. Cool Ranch Doritos.
Cool
better
Ranch
than Nacho.
Cool Ranch Dorito. Do you think that...
First of all, I don't think that's a hot take. I think there's a preference. I think it's pretty well split. I think everybody loves Doritos and just which one do you love more. And yes, I do think Cool Ranch Doritos are on the list.
Number 8. Right. Well done. We will round out the top 10, tell you what else made the top 10. And I'll give you a personal...
People did reasonably well.
They did. It did pretty well. I mean, almost every chip that got mentioned was in the top 20. But we're looking for the top 10. We'll tell you what made the top 10. And I found a new favorite chip that had no chance of making this list. But I was looking for something to use to dip. Like a vegetable dip. I found like what I like.
Vegetable dip.
Yeah. I'll tell you what that is today at 12:50. More of your phone calls and feed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
One briefcase, one moment, could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.
Back as well. It's 97.1. Doug Carr, Scott Anderson. We're going to put our NFL playoff hate list together here. I'm in a bitter place when it comes to the playoffs this year.
Yeah.
I'm not in a good place, but it's my right.
Sure. Got to throw a couple more out there.
Yes.
What about just regular plain Lay's?
Regular plain Lay's potato chips. Guys, some regular plain
Pringles.
Ruffles. We had regular plain Ruffles and regular plain Pringles suggested. Not regular plain Lay's. It did not make the top 10.
There's got to be some kind of barbecue chip.
Made the top 10.
That would make the top 10.
Yes, there is.
Okay.
Yep.
And I would think like a pretzel rod, like a rolled gold pretzel of some kind.
Did not.
What?
Yep. No love for the pretzel. Let me see where the highest ranked pretzel was.
What about our combo? You and I love combos. I wouldn't expect to be on the top 10. Is combos?
Well, I'm going to have to scroll quite a bit here. I found regular Pringles came in at 25. Original Ruffles came in at 26. Smart food popcorn. I like that. That's 31. What's funny about that? Smart food's great.
Okay.
How do you feel about the Andy Capp's hot fries?
Never liked them.
It came in.
No, and I noticed people love them. Some people really love them. It just that never resonated with me. And every time I see the pub fry, I think about roller skating as a kid at Bonaventure.
As one does.
And you know, the double session, and then in between the sessions, you would go to the cafeteria there and eat, and the pub fries were part of it.
I am 60 deep. I've passed pork rinds, and I've got no pretzels yet.
Wow. So maybe pretzels weren't part of it because they don't consider it a chip.
I mean, maybe. They've got things in here, though, like Ritz crackers.
Ritz?
Yeah.
It's not a chip. It's a cracker.
Well, it made the top 100.
Ritz are great, but it's not a chip.
For what it's worth. But I'm not going to do this whole thing because I'm just killing time. All right, here we go. Here's the top 10. As put together by the folks at Ranker, where you can go and vote and get your own top 10 in there. At number 10, Kareem got it. It was the Cheetos. Cheetos were at number 10, the regular old Cheetos.
So good.
Number 9, nobody got number 9, Cheez-Its. Now, you're going to argue that it's a cracker, but...
Because it is, but they're great.
Crackers apparently counted on this list.
By the way, how many different flavors of Cheez-Its did you turn down last week?
There were like 14. At the Cheez-Its bowl, I did not wake up feeling the cheesiest.
No, okay, obviously.
Just for the record, which should surprise no one. Number 8, Max got that. It was the Cool Ranch Doritos. At number 7, Vincenzo got the Lay's sour cream and onion chips. At number 6, Pringles sour cream and onion.
Yeah.
Number 5 surprised me. Cheetos Puffs.
Okay, yeah, no, I like those too.
Do you?
Yeah, sometimes you just want the change up. You got the extra crunchy normal Cheetos, and then you've got the puffy Cheetos. I like it.
Number 4, Rob got, and JC called earlier and implied he was debating between Ruffles Cheddar Sour Cream and regular Ruffles. He went with regular Ruffles. Didn't make the top 10. Ruffles Cheddar and Sour Cream, Rob eventually got that, came in at 4.
So very good.
Josh got the Flamin' Hot Cheetos at number 3. Number 2, Lay's barbecued potato chips.
There it is.
And the number 1 chip, Gator, you got it right out of the gate. Regular old Doritos. The nacho cheese Doritos.
The original
Doritos.
Nacho cheese.
So you can, the website's Ranker. You can go vote there and you can move the chips around up and down and all that. And it goes 100 deep. But we weren't going to do 100 different ones here. But let me see what ranked 100. Maybe it didn't go 100 deep.
Chip irrelevant?
Went 98 deep. Yeah, the irrelevant chip. Do you want to... Here, you give me a number.
Number 69, Doug.
Number 69 is the Sun Chips French Onion.
Sun Chips are great.
Yeah, what number did you wear in football?
71. I've got a bunch of different numbers.
The Lay's Sweet Southern Heat Barbecue.
72.
72 was the Doritos Flamin' Hot Nacho.
54.
Oh, we're going to way through this, aren't we? Original Sun Chips.
All right.
Yeah, there you go. All right, cool. Thanks, everyone, for participating. We'll talk some NFL, some Super Bowl. Who do you want to win this whole thing? Or more importantly, who do you not want to win the whole thing? That's next, 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.